Welcome to the Midwest Happy Hour. We're your hosts, Lacey and Haley.
Join us for a drink and a chat with a new Midwest small town perspective on topics that will keep you learning, laughing, and growing.
So let's get into it.
Cheers.
This is Casey Musgraves. This is better than those kids screaming. The locusts are louder than the beer.
Yeah, so I guess you could just turn the music off.
You know what I was thinking about? You know what I was just thinking about?
What?
Neither one of us have gone to the bathroom yet since we got here. That's why I got this sweet sticker from the toilet paper. We're dehydrated.
We are.
Because I drank this whole entire thing since
me I too. Me too.
I went in there like, what? What were you hilarious. Thinking about?
Well, no, I might have peed in the shower. But now, not until just now, though.
Yeah, but I mean, like, at least it was somebody else's shower.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, accurate.
Yeah, I just want to let you know that. And that they put sticker on the toilet paper, but it says, don't flush anything but toilet paper down the toilet. Well, I would suggest not putting a sticker on your toilet paper then, because it probably goes down the toilet a lot of the time. People are probably like...
That's probably true.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't want to, like, wipe with it. It barely came off. Some of the toilet paper got stuck on it. It's half-decent toilet paper, though. I'd give it, like, a 4. 5.
Oh, nice.
5 out of 10 on the TP.
We didn't walk around here today.
No, because I feel like that would be weird. Well, a bunch of people have been walking around, I guess.
Right, but so maybe tomorrow morning I'll take a little walk around.
You want to be home at the ass crack of dawn, so I'm not sure what...
9:30, that's an hour away.
We're an hour and a half from Bloomington.
No.
Yeah, I'm not taking the interstate. It's an hour and 20 minutes from your house. That's how long it took us to get here.
Oh, I just thought it was because we didn't come here first. We went somewhere else.
No, it's an hour and 20 minutes. We were closer to the location.
Why don't you want to take the interstate?
Why do you want to take the interstate?
Because it's...
You want to get home real fast?
I guess it's only 5 minutes. It's like an hour and 15, I guess. The route that I put in.
Yeah, it's not that much faster.
No.
And it's more scenic. How many cool, like, trailers did we see?
All the cool trailers.
And, like, people's farm equipment. Yeah.
It was really cool. If I remember correctly, you actually complained about them being on the road.
Oh, no, I was complaining about the, like, road commissioners, the road boys. Yeah. Because they were, I don't think that was a state road. I'm pretty sure that was a township. Because we were on the country.
Cool.
Yeah. They were...
But anyway, so if we just leave by 8, what time are you going to wake up?
Yeah. But okay, so you won't be home by 9:30?
I'll probably be up like by 6:30.
Oh, I probably won't. It'll be maybe 7.
Okay. Don't worry, I'll make breakfast.
It'll probably be 7. Yeah, I don't know.
We'll see.
Yeah, it just depends. It's going to be ice cold in there, so I'm not going to want to get out of bed.
I know.
Air conditioning. I'm used to just sleeping outside. Right. Regular. Just whatever temperature the night gives me. That's what I deal with normally. Actually, usually I'm all the way at the bottom of my sleeping bag. Like, I have to come out like a caterpillar coming out of its cocoon.
Right.
In the morning time. Being like, here I am, world. Yep. Emerged.
But yeah, this place is pretty cool. Not too bad.
Yeah, it is neato. I can't believe how big it is.
Yeah.
I wonder how many of these little, whatever you call them, tiny homes.
Yeah.
I mean, they're cabins, I guess, technically, maybe.
Yeah.
Like, there's gotta be like 50 of them back here, am I right?
Gotta be.
Not that we walked around to look or anything.
Right. Exactly.
But I did drive around the block because I thought maybe I could buy some firewood, but... It was all, and then I was going to ask the staff to, like, help us break in.
Yeah, because we couldn't get in.
But literally, the sign is, like, staff only. If you have any problems, call whatever. Which, she did friggin' whip in here after you got a hold of her. That was nice. Yeah. 10 out of 10 service on that one. She was like, here's a key. Get your ass in there.
Yes,
have a good time, girls. Yeah, probably also you were blowing her phone up.
Whoever I was talking to, I sure was. Because I was like, of course this is happening.
Yeah, also, I don't think it was my fault.
No.
No, I didn't do anything to the door. The door did everything to me.
Yeah, correct. Correct. And she didn't think that was the right code anyway.
I think she was talking about that little key
lock. Well, yeah, but still.
Yeah, I don't know.
When it was broken.
I'm getting all my things on the other side so I can sit. Come here.
But no, what I was going to say was, I was thinking about The Simpsons.
The show The Simpsons?
Yeah.
Okay.
And that was like a childhood staple.
Not for me.
In the house. But I used to always think that The Simpsons was like a local show, and it was based out of Springfield, Illinois.
It is.
Is it?
Yeah.
Are we sure?
Yeah. They live
How
in
do we know?
Springfield.
Yeah, Springfield, but is it Springfield, Illinois? There's other Springfields in
I
different
see
states.
What you mean. I mean, I would assume.
Now you have I don't think it is. I don't.
It could be a different state?
Yes, because The Simpsons is a national show. It's not just like a Central Illinois show.
Do I have my phone? Yes, I do, because I just moved it.
I'm glad I brought this up, because
oh my God. I'm having an existential crisis.
I know. I used to think it was just a local show that only we could get because that was the show or the channel that like the local news was on.
Within an unknown state in the United States.
Yeah.
Just Springfield.
Yeah.
Wow. It's fictional.
In case anyone wanted to know.
Yeah. I listened to this like conspiracy podcast the other day that said the guy said he was like a lawyer and he's been reading the law. And that, technically, like, the United States is a corporation in our capital, in Washington, D.C., like, the District of Columbia is where the United States is, and it's a corporation. I'm trying to get into it.
Yeah, what?
Yeah, it's like the corporation of the United States. Is
the headquarters is in DC?
Not even like the headquarters, like the United States is located in the District of Columbia because the United States is a corporation and they have to have an address, right?
Dude, you've lost me.
So you have to, like, if you're a corporation, okay. Like you have an address, you have like a home base,
yeah.
The United States is a corporation and their address is the District of Columbia,
okay.
So really, you're not a citizen of the United States. Oh my God.
Get me out of here.
Yeah, I don't know.
It was
pretty wild. I'm not even sure if I finished the podcast because I was just... I was really waiting for him to get to the part where he said that he doesn't pay taxes. And he was taking way too long to get there. And so I don't even know. I might have just been like maybe not even listening anymore by the time we got there.
Yeah.
I usually listen when I'm, like, sweeping and mopping the bar. Because it takes me, like, half an hour or whatever to, like, clean. Maybe an hour sometimes, depending. And so I'll listen to, like, crazy shit. Yeah. Just because. And then sometimes, like, the old drunks will still be at the bar, like, while I'm cleaning. And I'll be like, boy, you never guess what I'm listening to right now. This guy said. And then I'll just say whatever crazy shit. And they're like,
right.
Haley, what are you listening to?
Yeah.
The number one conspiracy podcast. You decide what it is. Only you decide.
Only you decide. Fuck. I think I'm getting eaten alive by mosquitoes.
Did you spray?
Yeah, I did.
Sometimes I think that bug spray attracts bugs.
Cool.
It's a conspiracy to get you to buy more bug spray.
Yeah.
Just like chapstick. It makes your lips trapped.
Mm-hmm.
So you buy more. To untrap your lips.
And that's like the, what's the word I'm searching for? Where it's like, that's really just all of America. Like, when you think of America, that's what it is. Just
corporate greed.
Selling you stuff to make you more.
Capitalism, baby. Yeah. You know what we're talking about.
So you need it more.
Yeah.
Like, just leave me alone.
I know. I was just telling you today about how, like, people say that you should be able to live mm-hmm. out of like a 30 or 40 liter backpack because it's like you need a change of clothes, yeah. You know, one to wear while you're washing the other ones, and then like, I don't know, like a sleeping bag and like utensils to eat in a pot in a jet boiler, and then like a toothbrush and toothpaste. Yeah, maybe a little, but even then it's like, why?
Right.
You don't have a lighter.
You can't pack one.
You can pack two lighters even. Then, like, you know, I'm not going to be down there like, Man, yeah. I really should. I could like flick my Bic right now and just make this go.
Yeah. I mean,
carry your important documents, your passport, your ID. What else you need, girl? Your fucking face wash. Yes.
I do.
Yeah.
I do actually need that. I need that, and then I need face lotion as well.
Oh, toothbrush, so you
toothpaste.
So you wash all the shit off and then push it back on? Or
just the lotion.
Yeah. But I mean, are you washing the lotion off when you wash your face?
The leftovers of it, probably, I would be assuming.
See, that's how they get you. They sell you the face wash right next to the lotion, so you're like, well, I guess after I wash all my lotion off of my face, I'm going to have to reapply.
You use this lotion on my face that the base is beef tallow.
Oh, cute. No. What's it called? Nuts in your face. I know what beef tallow is. It's not nuts, but
correct.
It's fat.
Yeah.
You want some big old fat in your face?
Yes, I do.
What else is in there?
Like other
good nice clean ingredients
for your face. Yeah.
That helps. I bought the Super Goop dupe. Elf. I really wish I could get like super comfy in this chair, but I can't.
You look like you're having a hard
time.
I'm
trying. It's not big enough. I can't put my feet over here. This is better. But I have slippery socks on.
Oh, that's the struggle.
Yeah, but this is fine. I really just want to like curl up. We've been hiking all day. Just want to like lay in a hammock. I almost brought the hammock too, but we didn't really
That would have been a lot. No, we didn't.
No.
If the bee would have actually planned this out thoroughly, it might have looked a little different, but
we would have got here at the ass crack, or even, I mean, probably, or got here right at 3 o'clock instead of 4-ish.
Yeah, this place, you can also bring your dog here, by the way.
Yeah, super pet friendly. Weird ass rules, though. It's pretty funny.
Yeah, it's like campfire out by 10 p.m.
And only use water to put it out. Don't pee on it, freaks. And it's like, the rules are like, be kind to your neighbors, speak softly.
No, and try not to listen to music outside.
No, it literally says listen to music inside. Like, don't tell me what to do. I'm breaking all the rules.
Yeah, like
nobody
weird.
Cares.
But I think they just say that as like a warning to don't get loud, people.
Right.
This isn't a loud and party area.
Did it say no alcohol?
I mean, these are no.
Okay.
There's a wine opener in there. Provided.
You know, other things use corkscrews too.
Yeah.
Anywho.
Good question.
Anywho.
No, but like these are cute like little cabin things. Mm-hmm. I could see like college kids renting some out to like have a party out in the country, like a cute little Instagram worthy
like
parties. So maybe they just do
like
that.
Ten
so
of
like
them.
Guys, don't come out here and party.
Right.
Yes, these are cute, however.
This is
not for that.
A freaking party spot.
No.
Not like that campground that we went to.
I like keep feeling like I'm getting hit in the face with bugs.
I don't see any bugs in your face, just your little wispy hairs.
Maybe that's
when we little heels are flying around in the wind. It's not as windy as it was when we first started this pod.
Yeah.
Sun went down, wind went away. Yeah. Very good. Very good. Very good. Weather.
Yeah, it feels nice out. I thought about getting my sweatshirt.
I grabbed mine out of the truck because I locked the truck. Can't be having the truck out there just willy-nilly because Patrick would. He would murder me. He would be like, don't come home. He'd be like, whatever you did to the truck, it's fine.
Yeah.
But go away from me for a long time until I get over it. And I'd be like, okay, sorry. Yeah, it was good. I like that thing, though. It's a good ride.
Yeah.
It's nice. Nice little.
It's nice and loud.
Yeah. Yeah. I figured you want luxury.
No.
Yeah, that's why we're glamping.
No. Like, okay. Hear me out.
Okay. I will hear you out.
If I have not gone tent camping in years.
Oh, it does sound cool with the rocks.
Right. In years.
Years.
So I don't remember what it was like. I think the last time I went tent camping.
That's what I was going to say. When?
Might have been when I, Brandon, and I went to, like, Clinton to meet up with my dad and Dale and all of them. And we camped in a tent. And that was like 9 years ago. Over 9 years ago.
Man, that was a long time ago.
Yeah.
And that doesn't even really count because they had a camper, right?
No, we tent camped.
Oh, like you guys were like separate?
Yeah.
Oh, I see. Because it's like, it doesn't really count if somebody else has a camper that's like another amenity.
No.
I mean, also, camper camping is still camping too,
I would say. But I think that was the last time I checked. I don't think I've ever camped with Flint.
Really?
No. I never got invited to like their tent camping.
Oh, wait, we camped.
Oh, yeah, we did. And that was like 5 years ago.
Probably. Yeah, at least. I think it was before you guys were married. Maybe it was after. It could have been after. I don't remember. But yeah, we did go camping. That was legit camping.
Yeah.
Remember that? Shout out Dusty. Cooked our steaks over the fire while we were playing bags. And she just like put the didn't know how to work the tripod grill. And so it was like they were roasting on the fire. And she was like, I'm just making sure they're done. And I was like, I don't want mine done. But it was great. That was such a fun time, except Patrick had to drive back and forth 50 million times
to work. But like, getting called in. That was wild.
Yeah, it happens. But that campground is right down the road.
Oh.
That's funny that we just talked about that. Oh, wow.
I like that. No?
Yeah, that's better. I mean, yeah, that's a good, just because it's getting so dark out now. Like,
yeah, maybe one more down.
Yeah. It's like the darker gets, the lower we can turn it down. Yeah.
Okay, dogs. So you know we're trying to record a podcast here.
And I was just saying that last time Patrick and I went camping, last time we took the dog. But before that, like, whenever we're at campgrounds, we're like, ugh, people's dogs just freaking bark. And then our dog barked every time a car drove by. I'm like, oh my God, Leo, shut up. You're embarrassing me.
Yeah.
You're never going camping again, Leo.
I know.
Jeez. He was so indecisive that first night. It was so funny.
Yeah.
He, like, couldn't decide what he wanted to do. But once it got late enough, he was like, okay, let me in the tent. I know what to do. Send me off to bed.
Send me off to bed. Yes. That's all I need.
Good boy.
No, we were talking earlier, but I just can't wait to be able to, like, take my boys camping and, like, take them to, like, Yellowstone and, like, do more adventure things that way because, honestly, they are not to be trusted hiking. So I would not trust them. I also saw a missing children. I don't know what I was watching. Ask Flint. He's the one who put it on.
Yeah.
But one of the stories was this kid went out hiking with, like, oh no, there were like multiple kids missing in this like random area in the mountains.
Ew.
And like they're just, oh, like someone always goes missing in this area, and like multiple kids have gone missing.
Like, what are these kids up to?
I don't know. And why are their parents not watching them? But also, that's why I'm not taking them places. Because I like a spot. I envision the worst possible thing happening in any situation. Like, anytime I see a guy by himself out and about, I'm with my kids, I immediately think pedophile. Immediately.
And he's just minding his own fucking business?
Yeah. Like, I'll be walking them to the park, and we'll pass, like, a couple, like, older guys, and I immediately think they're going to try to
steal your kids?
Yes.
You think there's just an epidemic of people just like, lifting they're all just,
like,
petties,
and they're all, like, out to harm us? I always think Lacey, that.
That's, like, a problem or something. You continue your therapy situation and no, let them know about that part? No. Because that's fucked up.
No, and they, like, I try to, like, let my boys be friendly and say hi, but and on the inside, I'm like, no.
What do you do when you, like, take them out to eat or whatever? Like, when I take
what do
him,
you mean?
Like, when I take him to McDonald's, like, the people help me, like, take the food to the table, the workers, and they just, like, follow me and the kids.
That's fine. No, it's like when I'm out and about, like, and I see someone out by themselves, I immediately think you're a predator.
Your husband never goes out by himself.
Oh,
to
he does.
Run.
Yeah. He does.
But you know he's not a predator.
1,000%.
We're pretty sure anyways.
1,000%. I know that.
Right. So you know it's irrational that you think they're all pedophiles.
Yes.
Because they're not.
Yes, but I get this feeling in my tummy like danger, danger, danger.
Oh my God. No, that's not normal.
Yeah, but no, they're all predators.
No, people aren't out to just take your kids.
When I'm at the park, I only want to be us at the park. If there's other people, like, I sometimes, like, I thought someone in, like, in my, okay, this is an example of how, like, I'm a little crazy. Like, Grant and Graham and I went to the park, and we went to the park that's completely fenced in.
Okay.
So that, like, it's my favorite park because they can be they're contained. And so we go in there, and there's only one guy and his daughter in there. And they're in there, and I just immediately think, bad guy. And
just
anyway, so, like, Grant runs up, like, to the playset, and Graham runs the opposite direction, and I started going towards Grant, but then I couldn't see Graham. The only thing I saw was this man and this little girl were getting in the car, and the car was pulling out, and I still couldn't find Graham, but Graham was hiding behind one of the chairs.
Yeah,
and came out, and I immediately thought that guy was there to, like, have a kid, to, like, help lure another kid into his car.
How many seconds did you take your eyes off Graham?
It was, like, 20 seconds.
And so you thought, like, this man immediately just stole
immediately,
my child.
Immediately took him, put him in the car, and they were gone.
But he was still there.
Yeah, like, I was even in my head, grab your phone, take a photo of the license plate. Like, I was there.
Jesus.
I was there.
They're not going to get kidnapped because you're so crazy.
Oh, yeah.
It'll be fine.
Nobody. Someone help me.
I don't think people are out there trying to steal little children. I mean,
I think they are. I think everyone is.
I do, but I think they're in Chicago. They're in.
No, they are in town.
Yeah. I don't know. You can't just be running around thinking people are going to steal your kids. You can't live your life like that. It's too much.
And I think I over, too much, like, stress. Emphasize the, hi, when I like, say hi back to them.
Oh, my God. Hi. In their head, they're like, I'm not a fucking pedophile lady. You don't have to, like, look at me like that and say hi like that. Jesus. Yeah, also, why are people going to parks? Like, that guy was just taking his daughter out for a nice day, and then he has to be judged by you being you child thief pedophile bringing your daughter to the fucking playground. How dare you? I hope he's listening. Good job, guy, for bringing your daughter to the park.
I know. And if you do that, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm aware of it.
You should put on your shirt, I think you're a pedophile, but I'm aware that you're probably not. Sorry, I think you're a pedophile, but I'm aware you're probably not.
Yeah, yes.
Oh,
you know,
God.
I just can't help my brain. It just goes there. I always think, danger, danger. I'm going to be in the story of, like, the kid that got away.
I guess this is why we're good friends, because I just am the complete opposite. Yeah. I'm always, like, willy-nilly. Like, I'm willing to, like, a stranger goes, can I show you something? And I go, yeah.
No.
And I'm willing to, like, go see their weird thing in their van.
I think I'm okay.
You have to think about it for a second, but in your head, you're like, run, 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 run.
Right,
run,
like, get me out of here. They're about to murder me.
No.
Drug me.
No. Nobody is murderers and drug people.
I don't necessarily think that way, like, when it's just myself. I really only feel like I think that way when, like, I'm with my boys. Because I'm just paranoid that something bad's going to happen to them.
Yeah. I mean, it's probably not terrible. To be like that, that's probably good. At least keep them.
Yeah.
Keep them around for a little bit longer
until
they get to go out loose.
Like, helicopter mom, where, like,
no,
I don't let them run and do crazy things because I do. And I think that's important.
Yeah, because they need to get it out of their system.
Yeah. However,
you're just aware somebody just might come steal them.
Yes.
In the middle of the day.
Yep.
And you also, you know what? You used to think that about your dog, too.
Did I?
Dude, yes. Oh, my God. Remember that time we took off to go to, like, the... Oh, it wasn't the haunted house. It was the Bartonville Asylum. And Coda got out. But, like, somebody was home to get him back, you know? And I was like, Lacey, it's fine. Coda's going to come home, like, after he lives his life. Like, he loves your house. Like, it'll be fine. He's going to come back to where the food is. And you're like, it's not that, Haley. It's that he is a purebred Siberian Husky. And somebody is going to steal him and sell him for money. And I was like... When they get the dog in the house, they're going to be like, let's find the fucking owner of this dog and get him out of my house.
That's hilarious.
Because he would sing.
I have a problem,
he would sing them to death.
I have a problem.
Yeah, no. Nobody's trying to steal your things. It's not buggy. There's no bugs
Something
happening.
Something literally just hit my forehead,
I can
though.
See your forehead.
I know. It hit me and then it fell off.
And you made sure that it fell off.
Yes, it fell in front of my eye. I saw it.
Buggy bugs out here in the woods.
Yep.
We're not that like, we're out, but we're not that far out. But I was surprised at this place. Like, you just, it kept going and going.
Yeah.
It's nice.
Yeah.
It's nice. Toy.
You can hear a little bit of, like, car traffic.
I think that's in this.
Yeah.
Campground.
Oh. Maybe.
Yeah, I don't think that's on the road. Might be a semi, though.
Hmm.
There's probably big old equipment out there somewhere. Might be a damn tractor combining corn or beans. Because that's really going on right now. Ugh. Poor Patrick's working. Well, luckily, he's working only 12-hour shifts this year.
But still, that's like a lot.
Used to be like 16, 18-hour shifts.
Yeah.
You know, just drying corn and beans so we can all live. Because it's in everything.
Yeah. But it doesn't have to be, I don't think. So
gasoline and soybean oil and high fructose.
Oh, did you? So have you ever watched the videos of Russell Brand?
Like, no. I'm going to say like, no, because I've seen clips, but not enough to, like, be a judge.
So, no, like, the when he is on talk shows and how he's just, like, calling out how the fact if you create income by a catastrophe or you're getting money by bad things happening, like, what else are you going to be creating besides
tragedies?
Yes. Like, yeah. And, like, screwing over the people. So, like, he, like, was calling out and, like, whistleblowing all of, like, how much money was made from COVID, how much money was made from just, like, all of this stuff. Like, literally going on talk shows and talking about it, and you could see the host being like,
can you stop? That's my boss that you're talking about.
Exactly. Like, being weird about it. You know what's happening right now? He's getting accused of,
he's getting canceled.
Yes, he's getting canceled. Sexual assault. And it's all, like,
you think it's all lies?
Yes, I do.
Yeah.
Because I think he is, like, coming out. I feel like Russell Brand was bigger even when, like, right before COVID, when, like, the Me Too movement was going on. And I guarantee you, if this was true, those people would have come forward during the Me Too, like,
probably,
when
yeah.
it, like, became big.
Yeah.
Because it's like, why did you?
I knew he was getting accused, but I didn't look up, like, first of all, when are these accusations from? My favorite is when they're like, in 1997, in a hotel room, and it's like, what?
Yeah.
Like,
and I'm not saying that, I hate to be like, oh, those women aren't, like,
believe all women, though. You know, I don't believe in that either.
Yeah, like, me either.
No home, right?
Me either. I think it's just very suspicious that he's, like, talking hard against a lot of corporations and how they run our country and they're taking over
Speaking our country. They don't
have, like, the people's best interests and, like, heart, you know what I mean?
Right.
So it's like,
what a coincidence that he's getting canceled
right
after he's been bringing all this stuff up. But I feel like he's been, like, doing that kind of, like, commentary for a couple years now.
Yeah, a couple years.
Like, he got, like, woke, like, or whatever at, like, a retreat or something.
Yeah,
I don't even know. But it's only been recently that he's been, like, so I wonder if, when did the Me Too movement, was that before COVID, I think?
Like, I think, like, 18 right or 19? Before COVID.
Yeah, and so, I don't think he wasn't, like, speaking out about stuff.
No,
then.
But Russell Brand was still Russell Brand, so,
right.
Like,
people, so it's, like, now that he's speaking out, now he's being accused.
Right, like, that's why I don't, like, believe it.
Yeah, I have been watching this guy on TikTok cancel this clothing company. He's got a website, too, and he has been digging deep into everything, like, connecting all the dots, making fucking Excel spreadsheets and, like, website. His website shows, like, you can go to his website and type in a product, and it'll show you, like, what percentage of what company owns it, and it's all Vanguard, BlackRock, and State Street, because, like, they own stock. They don't necessarily own these companies, but you go to, like, their shares, and they're, like, majority shareholders in basically every single item that we, like, consume in our lives.
Yeah.
Like, most people, you know, they buy Johnson & Johnson and Procter & Gamble and, like, all these companies. And they, that, all the way at the top, Vanguard, BlackRock, State Street own everything. It's pretty crazy. And I think that's probably what Russell Brand has been, like, saying and stuff. And they're probably the most powerful people in the world. The dude that is, I think I said this on here before, that we are buying the Ukraine by, like, bailing them out, and so now we're gonna own everything.
Yeah
And the one guy who's, like, this CEO of BlackRock or whatever owns, like, a quarter of the GDP of the whole entire world.
Yeah,
it's probably not okay.
No, it's not. Like, that should not be how it is. And, like, It's so wild, though, how, I guess when you're younger, you don't really realize how dirty, like, everything. It's played.
Yeah.
How dirty everything is played. It's right. not clean. It's not face value. It is behind the scenes so dirty right. and gross.
And everything
and is it's like all that, about usually. Money.
Yes.
It is literally all about money, which is fake, everyone.
Yeah, but like, are you really happy?
Are you really happy? Like,
yeah, but are you going to be happy if you get rid of all your shit and live in one of these for free?
Yeah, I would think.
I don't know, man. I'm always torn between because I love things and like stuff and like being able to buy too. Things. But also, I'm always like so happy whenever we like go camping and it's like, I mean, it's like monotonous is fine though because you're outside and there's like new shit going on outside everywhere, yeah. especially if you're like traveling around. And I love reading books and like reading about where I'm at and like, you know, whatever kind of stuff too. So it's like, do I really need, you know, Xbox and, like, my movies and stuff like that?
Right.
But, yes, only if I'm stuck in this town working this job.
Yes, exactly. That's, like, the thought process.
Yeah, but if I wasn't beholden... I like these bugs.
Oh,
what
you?
If they eat other bugs? What was that one? Just a moth living his best life?
I'm going to put a piece of...
On my microphone? Piece of log on the fire? Ooh. I know. And just put them little sticks on. Put them other ones on that you freaking hulked out of the forest. Literally. How loud is the music out there?
Not loud at all.
Good. Because we're not supposed to play music outside according to the rules. This is the weirdest thing ever. Oh.
So weird.
I wonder who owns these little studios. The company's called Getaway. Is it owned by BlackRock and State Street?
Ooh.
That'd be funny to look it up. Or, like, Warren Buffett. Ooh, I saw a map that was, like, here's the richest person in every state. And I guarantee you haven't heard of a single one besides, like, Jeff Bezos.
I believe it.
You know what I mean?
They're all, like, behind the scenes.
And they're, like, a billion and trillionaires. And it's, like, how are you a billion or trillionaire? How much work did you do to get there? Because it's... you can't. You fucking can't. And a lot of them... Oh, you know who it is, too, is, like, the Waltons. Like, can you imagine you started a grocery store and now nobody in your family for the rest of eternity doesn't ever have to work again?
Right.
Good for you, bud. Sounds cool. You're out there freaking breaking sticks.
So cool.
Huh. We got a nice fire going. We did good. Sure. That wood burns really quickly, though. Which, like... I'll take it over wet wood, but they just want too much money, always. It's like, it's freaking wood, people. Oh. That was a weird bug. I didn't want him near my face that bad.
We should talk about scams.
What's a scam? Mosquitoes?
The price of wood.
Oh, the price of wood. Yes, it fucking
the
is. Like
water, the price of water.
Well, yeah. You know who's been, like, recording record profits in the last 2 years? Egg companies. Like, yeah, because eggs are fucking $5 a dozen. If they're not making record profits, they're doing it wrong.
Correct.
But that doesn't mean they should be charging $5 for a dozen eggs, because that is, like, dumb and insane. And it's like, should you be allowed to make $1 trillion off of eggs just because you can? Well, apparently, this is America. You can fucking
and
do whatever you want.
Whatever you want.
Yep. Capitalism, baby. If you don't like it, go get someone else's eggs.
Exactly, and then they raise their price because they're like, oh.
Oh, well, I can do that because everybody else is doing it. That's the thing that I hate. That's the thing about, like, you are getting the firewood for the same price that you've always been getting. Like, you're harvesting firewood or whatever. You're not right. fucking, no, this person's not going to buy firewood and then resell it.
But then you think, like, so then, like, the prices of everything go up because you also have to take into consideration, like, the work that it took to get it. Plus, like, the tools and gas.
I mean, yes.
All of that.
I get that, but
and
also...
gas increases, so then...
Well, yeah, the thing is that now everything costs more, so they have to charge more for their stuff because yeah. they're paying more for fucking eggs.
Yeah.
Can we talk about Thorn Bradley for a second?
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Speaking of wood. That freaking guy.
This, like...
It made me feel like I felt when I first read Fifty Shades of Grey. Right. You know, like, right, embarrassed, like, but, like, I'm not going to put this down.
Right, like, I...
Like, I'm not watching this in public. I'm saving this for when I get home.
And for those of you who don't know, I, like, just had, like, was on my For... He was on my For You page, like, on TikTok, so, like... I didn't follow him or anything. It's just a video that popped up. And I was like, is this guy just teaching how to chop wood? Like, what's happening?
Yes, he is.
And then I went to his page because I was like, what is this?
It's him teaching me how to chop wood. Or I, oh, my God. He just posted one the other day. He just goes into this water. And the way he just, like, looks at the camera and then looks away and, like, takes his shirt off.
He knows what he's doing.
Yeah, and then he just, like, dunks himself under the water.
He should have been in Magic,
like,
Mike.
Yeah, right? And then he comes up and he does, like, the hair shake thing. Yeah. And I'm just like, Florian, stop it. My boyfriend's in the room. He wonders why this... It's always like, my boyfriend wonders why this sound played 10 times.
So, like, in one of his videos, so ultimately, this guy on TikTok, I think he's on Instagram too, but, like, he chops wood.
He's just like a thirst trap or whatever,
yes,
you would call
exactly.
it. Like, I don't even know. He's just
exactly.
a hot man.
He is. So he has, like, a fitness app, and that's, like, his whole thing. But his social media is just him chopping wood
and, like, going into the lake every once in a while, and, like,
or, like, him, like, having a quick chat. Like,
yeah.
Whole,
what did he blow up? Like, did you see chat. The one where he blew up, like, a? It was like a, yeah, I know, right? Yeah. I saw that car drive by, and then I was like, where are you? He chopped up, like, a Ready Whip can or something, and it went through the window,
yeah.
And I was like, I'll pay for it.
I'll pay for it, it's fine.
He has a wife, I'm pretty sure.
He does, yeah. But
good for him.
But like, I watched this one video, so he, like, took his belt off, because I guess chopping yes. wood, like, you don't want, like, things on you. Like
right,
that.
Just be naked.
I don't know. This
you should comment
like
that.
So
you should go since
bad.
You have to take your belt off. You should take your pants off.
Dear family members, like, this is not what it sounds like. But
can you
he
fast
like
forward
takes
20
his,
minutes?
His belt off with one hand, and in the video it jumps to a other woman.
Oh,
seeing that, and then her sprinting to her husband and saying, "Are you wearing a belt?"
It was
can
like
you,
a stitch.
Can you just take it off with one hand? And he's like. What? Like,
does
I'm
he do
so
it,
confused. No.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you gotta get him to do it, though. You gotta
or maybe he, to... maybe in the video he did, and her face was like, oh.
Is it not the like, same?
Oh. I don't know.
Oh,
but
my
it
God.
Was
when he freaking spits in his hand yes. to, like, grab, he's like, you gotta get better grip. I'm like, yeah, you do? Oh, my God, hurry up. Oh, I can't fucking take it. It's so funny. I'm just
it
like,
is.
Why?
It's so funny.
You
and
know,
I really just read the comments.
I know, because they're the best. But it's also like, if you're trying to explain this to somebody that, like, was 30 years old in 1980, it's like, what are you even trying to say? You know, like, I don't even know how to explain this man to people. Like, he's just like a hot guy, and he just does stuff, and you're just like, yes.
He's chopping that.
Yeah, you're like, oh my God.
I'm like, he's like, go get an axe.
Right. And he puts like the chain around and then he's like, I'm going to split this and then take the chain off. I'm like, hurry up. Like,
yeah
do it. Do yes. it. You can do it. Chop it. Chop that wood. Chop, chop, chop.
Yeah.
All day long.
Yeah.
Ooh, nice
honestly,
fun, yeah.
lately, like, Flint's abs have been like.
I know. What a guy. What a guy.
Real solid.
I feel like men can do that
like,
easily.
Well, you look so good. He looks so good.
Has he
good.
Been, like,
man.
Bulking? What do you call it?
I think he's just, like, consuming healthier
oh, I see.
Things.
He's
so
not,
maybe not. So maybe he has been eating, like, more, like, protein, but.
Yeah, like, but he's not really doing it on purpose, per se. Like, you know what I mean? Was he like, I'm
like
going to get
purposely
abs.
Trying to be healthier.
Yeah, so I guess.
So, but like, yeah. Like,
it's more of like a consequence to his
yeah.
healthy behavior.
Yeah.
His abs. Wow.
Wow.
Yeah, cool.
No, he looks great. He's a hottie.
Yeah. I feel like every time Patrick like works, like Harvest will make skinny him up a little bit.
Yeah.
I'm just like, wow. He'll say shit like, oh, I'm down another belt notch. I'm like, I'm down another belt notch. Like, cool. So awesome that you can just do that from, like, putting out more effort a little bit every day.
Right.
You know, because before it wasn't as hard, but, yeah, I don't know. I just, what did I say earlier? I don't have the body type. I'm, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't remember what exactly what you said.
But it was funny. I was funny earlier.
Yeah. We had some funny conversations earlier.
Yeah. It was good times. I hope nobody was listening at Matheson.
Yeah.
State Park, if you saw us. No, you didn't.
You did not. No. Actually.
Man. We weren't advertising the podcast. You weren't wearing your sick shirt.
I wasn't. I sure wasn't.
Your sweet Midwest Happy Hour merch.
Yep. Sure thing. Sure thing. This fire is really nice.
Yeah, it is. It's a good one.
Cozy.
Behind this ring light. I feel like such a Gen Z-er.
I know. I kind of hate it.
I know. How long have we been doing it? I don't have my glasses on.
40.
And you can't see anyways. Oh, what did we do before?
I didn't look. But we could release two. Like, one just 30, if it's 30 minutes, and then the other, this one, 40.
Part one, part two.
Yeah.
We are wearing different clothes.
Yeah. That's funny. That's hilarious.
We're gonna roast some freaking s'mores.
Yes.
S'mores.
I made sure to bring them. I feel like you can't camp and have... And not have s'mores.
Do you ever do the s'mores with a Reese's Peanut Butter Cup instead of...
I have, but I don't really care about it.
Mm. It doesn't really melt right.
I believe that.
You know what I mean? It's just, it's like not the same. Like the Hershey's bar is just...
And the peanut butter in the Reese's isn't like really peanut butter.
What do you mean by that? That's slander.
Yeah, well, come at me. Come to me.
That's slanderous.
I didn't say I don't love it. I do.
How good is that peanut butter from the Peppered Pig?
Flint loved it.
Did he? Was he like...
Yeah, well, I didn't realize that the expiration date was on Sunday or whatever. So he was like... So I went to town on it. I'm like, perfect. He's like, it was so good.
It's literally just crushed up peanuts.
Yeah, I love it.
That's their single ingredient. It's peanuts.
Yeah. Isn't that wild and weird, everyone? You don't have to have 5,000 ingredients and things.
There's enough oil in it for it to be
right.
Buttery.
So, when I get peanut butter at the store, I get the brands that are, organic peanut butters, peanuts, and that it's peanuts, salt, and water. That is what's in there.
The ingredients.
And so I get that, and Flint's like, man, I really just miss Jif low fat. I'm like, that whole thing's bad for you. He's like, it tastes the best. I'm like, yes, because the things are... injected
especially
into
the low fat means it's some extra other shit that they had to put in there to make it low fat,
but it just tastes so good.
Peanuts are fattening. You're not supposed to eat a bunch of peanuts. I just heard the other day something, it's nuts don't agree with a lot of people because you're not supposed to eat a shit a ton of
because
nuts.
Back in the day it took so long for us to open the nut.
When we went on that nature walk in the Land Between the Lakes, our naturalist on the wild edibles walk was saying that some people take to get walnuts out, they run them over with their car to get the nut meat. That's what she kept saying, nut meat over and over again.
I hate it.
She was like, in order to get to the nut meat, and then she's like, then you take the nut meat.
And
Patrick and I are like, we're already on a wild edible walk. Can you please stop talking about nut meat while we're out here? My God, woman. Jeez.
Yes. Oh my gosh. Children out here.
But yeah, it's really, really hard. But you can use a drywall mixer on your drill and put them in a 5-gallon bucket. Just
That's why you shouldn't. So I literally just listened to a podcast where they're like, you are not supposed to be eating handfuls of nuts in one sitting because back in the day, it would have taken you hours to open each of those.
Yes.
And
you would have never achieved
a
handful in
in
5 seconds that it takes you to shove it down your gullet, especially 6 different kinds of nuts.
Right.
That's not, it's not realistic. It's kind of funny to me.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. And it's like you had to wait for wine. Blah. Oh, shit. We should have bought another kombucha.
Oh, well, I can go do that now.
Yeah, let's try a different one. Well,
and then what if we, what? I guess we don't really have to care if we don't want to care too much about the video, but we just want to keep, talking, even if we're just, talking like this and it's just, still recording or whatever.
Okay.
Then, we can get closer to
the fire. Yeah. Sounds good to me. Unplug the headphone thing, then we just don't have to worry about these. What is this song?
It's a good song. It's a good song. I guess we're still recording.
What do we got? What do we got? Lace. Lace face.
Lemon lime.
Ooh.
Or bee power. I don't know what kind of bee power is.
I don't know. It was like honey. I don't know if it had like another flavor. Honey. I saw that they put the movie honey on... like Peacock or something.
The movie, honey. I haven't seen that in forever. I used to watch that
neither.
Movie literally.
Like, we watched
every
it.
Day.
We watched it all the fucking time. Was it. Did we have it on VHS
yes.
or something?
Yeah,
like, it wasn't that it?
DVD, I think.
Oh, did we? We had moved up to DVDs by then. You know what? I'm even gonna abandon this, I think. Oh, I can't take it out without unplugging it.
What?
I was thinking about taking it out of the stand, but fuck it. Just deal with it. Careful. It's crinkly. I bet you could hear it on the podcast.
What?
It's like fizzing. Here, take this and then I'll make a move. I have so much stuff on my chair.
I almost brought my little table too.
Yeah.
I'll just pay for one more, like,
okay. Then we can have fire for. Well, we're not supposed to have fire past 10 p.m. Oh, it's only 7:30.
So I think we have. Time.
Yeah, also, how bad are they, like, monitoring us?
Right, exactly.
This is Spanish music. We're listening to Spanish.
She has a Spanish
Oh, yeah, Casey Musgraves. Sitting in the Corner, it's called. There you go. Big fire. Remember, it's not supposed to go up past your knees. That was another, like, weird-ass rule that they had. Don't let the fire go up past your knees.
Come monitor us.
Yeah, freaking tell me what to do, bro. Good
see,
luck.
This is nicer.
Good luck. See if I care. Cheers.
Okay.
How's it smell? Oh, it smells good.
This one isn't, like, bubbly.
Not really. Doesn't really have much flavor, either.
No.
Did you shake it up a little bit?
Yeah, I gave it a little.
Little toss?
Tossaroo?
I don't know.
Wild. Interesting.
Wild.
What other word?
Wild honeybees.
Yeah, that's so cool.
Honestly, this place has the cutest freaking things. Like these cutesy little cups. There's also like cutie little coffee cups.
Oh, like mugs, yeah.
Yeah,
it's definitely like the camping style, like aluminum, whatever, you know, it's like sprinkly sprinkles.
Yeah. This lighting is pretty good. Makes my hair look good. Look like it's blowing in the wind.
Yeah. I think I'm feeling a little pick-me-up.
You need one?
No, like I'm feeling
it. Oh, you're feeling one.
Just like a little
pick-me-up. Feeling like a little zzz. Yeah, for sure. It's kombucha. I feel like it's getting a little more bubbly as I'm drinking it. Like it has a little aftertaste Weird. Of a little boobly. Just a wee bit. I like this little setup. It is nice. You're right. You don't have to bring shit, so that's good. Because normally we have, like, we've got our two camping chairs, and then we've got a table, and then we've got, like, our kitchen tote and our, like, little kitchen that we set up that has, like, our sink and everything.
Yeah.
But then we have to bring, like, recently we've been carrying a 5-gallon jerry can for water. But we were gone for like 10 days or whatever. So that was for like, we put drinking water in it, but we used it for our dishes as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cause I don't know if that's weird. So, like when we're out, I do buy like drinking water and that's what I use to wash the dishes, but I use it very, very sparingly, you know?
Yeah.
And I don't heat the water up before I wash the dishes. And when we went to Talladega, Patrick's mom was like questioning me. She was like, well, what do you usually use to wash the dishes? And I was like, well, I buy, like, drinking water, so I just, like, whatever. And she's like, you don't heat it up? And I'm like, sometimes, like, I'll cook in the pot, and then I'll add water to it, and then I'll heat it up just to get some of the shit off the sides, yeah. And then I'll use that, like, hot water a little bit. But other than that, no.
I think that's fine.
We aren't dying of anything. Right. I do buy, like,
I would say that's fine.
Antibacterial soap. Dawn makes the antibacterial dishwashing liquid.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
But then you're fine.
Think about switching to Dr. Bonner's for everything.
Yeah. I basically have. Once I'm out of this Dawn dish soap, then I'm making my own.
Mm. Patrick says from asshole to kitchen sink.
Right.
You can do everything with it.
It's wild. I've been using it as my laundry detergent.
Oh, yeah. Did you buy your foam pump?
Not yet.
No.
I need to.
But don't you have one? Like a...
Not a foam pumper.
You don't?
No.
Huh. Maybe I was like... I was thinking about... So I was at someone's house and I was like, well, there's a foam pump right there. Maybe I didn't connect the two together. Mm-mm. Lacey needs this at her house.
So like if you're in... if you're trying to find like non-toxic things.
Yeah.
Like Dr. Bronner's and also look at... I'm blanking on the name of the company.
What do you mean?
But they also, like, they're kind of similar to Dr. Bronner's.
Oh, I see.
For all of, like, cleaning.
Never heard of that one. Whatever it is, I don't know.
Whatever it is. It, honestly, once it's going to hit my head, I'm going to be like, duh, you fucking idiot. But
also...
Because I am getting some of their stuff, too.
Kendall gave me some notes yesterday.
Oh, okay.
Two notes from the August 21 pod. If you want to go zero waste or at least work towards it, you need to start with a waste audit where you keep everything that you would normally throw away for a whole week and then figure out what you can reduce.
Oh, that would give me anxiety. If I'm already over it, I just want to throw it away. And then I'll sit there because I'll forget about it.
You're the fucking throwaway queen.
I am.
So I knew that would...
No, you have to keep it for a week
and then it'll sit in the same spot. So you have to reevaluate then what.
But I will say I've been better about it. So like
about throwing stuff away.
I've been waiting to like really decorate the boys' room because one, they don't really care right now, and
right.
Two, I have like issues pulling the trigger on stuff.
Pause. Kendall said number two. I think Lacey has executive dysfunction. She should look it up because I have it too. I think you are about to delve into
part. Okay, so what is that?
I don't know. Executive dysfunction. I think it has to do with ADHD. Let's see. It is a behavioral symptom that disrupts a person's ability to manage their own thoughts, emotions, and actions. Where is, like, oh, here we go, treatment.
Oh, perfect. Let me know.
It describes the cognitive skills or mental processes that allow you to do things like, this is executive function. Pay attention, absorb, remember, and manipulate new information and sensory input. Stay on task and ignore distractions. Multitask, regulate emotions, and monitor and adjust your own behavior according to new information or changes in your environment. Do you think you're the same or the opposite as those?
A mix.
Right. And so you might be part of that. Might be your executive dysfunction. Executive function skills fall into two main categories. Organization. You use these skills to pay attention to details, plan and strategize, solve problems, and think abstractly. Regulation. You use these skills to regulate behavior and emotions, monitor thoughts and input from your environment, reason and make decisions, manage time, and control impulses. Executive dysfunction refers to the difficulties developing or using any of these abilities or behaviors.
Yeah, no, what I was saying was I have a hard time pulling the trigger on things and like doing it. I have commitment issues when it comes to everything outside of like relationships. Like, I don't have commitment issues with Flint.
But you're like, I'm going to paint this dresser, but when I think about it for three more months.
Yes, like, exactly. Because I can't make a decision on what color to paint. Like, paint.
Oh, yeah.
How to decorate my boy's room. So then I don't do it.
You're like, oh, I can't pick this place to stay at. What if it sucks?
Yeah.
But you're never going to know unless you go.
Yeah, exactly. That is who I am. I would like to get past it and just do the things.
I didn't get to the cures part of the website, but it's somewhere.
Grant's room is completely white except for that one wall that...
I thought that it was supposed to be like that, though.
It is, but, like, there's nothing hanging on the walls. Like, there's just nothing.
That's true.
I didn't decorate it at all.
Yeah.
Because I can't.
He's not really, like having friends over.
Lacey, doesn't have to be perfect, and why does it matter?
Yeah, if you want to decorate it, just fucking decorate it, then. Yeah. Just paint his dresser or whatever, like... And then, guess what? If you hate it, paint it a different color.
I know. And that's the thing. I know it's not life or death, and I know I can change anything that I buy or anything that I do.
Did you put up paint on your wall and check it and see what you like?
Yeah, I like the whitest one.
Yeah.
The pure white, I think it is.
Pure white, just like your kids.
Yeah.
Pure white.
Jeez Louise.
Pure white. Some pure whites.
Yeah, but when I decide to actually paint and just do it, I don't know, we'll see.
Yeah, it'll be fine. You can just do it after they come, Patrick texted me to distract me. You can just do it when they go to bed.
I know, but I am dead. I am a dead human being.
I think it's as soon as they go to bed. Matter.
I don't know about that. I am exhausted. Like, so exhausted that I don't want to do anything. I don't even want to scroll on social media.
Why?
I'm dead. I'm done.
How many hours has it been?
It's like
a 12-hour day for you. Like, from awake to asleep.
Yeah. More than 12.
Yeah,
it's like 13.
It's a long day. But how many hours do you need to sleep for?
I need at least 8.
So by your math, you have 5 hours to be doing something.
Well.
Oh, wait. Is that right?
Yeah, I don't
know. No, that's not right.
That's
not right.
Too many.
13 plus 8. Oh, so you have 3 hours.
I don't know. Yeah. No. Because then you also think about how awful, like, your kid is in bed. So, like, you really don't get a good night's sleep. So then...
Wait, what are you talking about? What do you mean how awful he is?
About sleeping. Like, sometimes he's just as little crazy. Rolling around.
Oh, that's right. Because he sleeps in your bed.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, shit. I didn't mean to do that. Do you ever just exit out of everything on your phone, including the music you're listening to?
Yes, I sure do. I do that a lot. That's annoying. You know what's also freaking annoying?
My cat
is that
in the
Four
morning.
Seasons 1, their Wi-Fi is just fucking fucked.
Like, is that the one on Oakland?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think I use their Wi-Fi.
The Wi-Fi is just a struggle. And if you don't have the Wi-Fi on in their building, like, you don't really get that good of service.
Mm.
And sometimes their Wi-Fi goes in and out.
Ugh.
And I use the Peloton app on my phone.
Oh, and it, like, will pause
it. It'll pause it, and I'll be, like, in the middle of a sprint, or, like, in the middle of, like, lifting, like, weights and doing, like, a HIIT workout.
Dude.
And I will be like, what? And I've said it out loud. I go, what the fuck? Because I'm just, like, in the zone, and I'm like, first of all, don't want to do this for more than 30 seconds.
Right.
Like, get me back in.
I already don't want to be doing this.
Oh, it's so annoying.
I was just, Patrick... was asking me where the location of our dog is.